if a tide pushes us towards success, they said, then is that tide Krishna? Yes and no. I mean, in the sense that anybody who is successful in this world, they are, there has to be factors which are in their control and factors which are beyond them, which determine that success. So now we could say that ultimately nothing happens without Krishna's control. So Krishna is involved in everyone's becoming successful. But you know, the important thing is, how is that person seeing it? So say somebody like Hitler. That person by past karma was meant to become a powerful head of state. But how they use that power, that is up to them now. The person can use that power to cause harm, to kill so many people. So that means there is, see, the one way of understanding is that all good qualities, all good things, they come from Krishna. But they don't, all good things don't take us to Krishna necessarily. Somebody has, Hitler was a very great orator. He could electrify people with his speeches. So Krishna says, all attractive things come from me. Everything attractive reflects a spark of my splendor. So his oratory skill came from Krishna. But his oratory skill did not take him to Krishna. He misused it terribly. He misled people. He misled himself. You get the karmic consequences of that. So yes, it is the tide of destiny which pushes us towards success. We can say that ultimately comes from Krishna. Intermediately, it's just our own past karma coming upon us. But whether it takes us towards Krishna or not, that is most important. And that depends on what we do with the talents that we have, what we do with the success that we achieve. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Yes.